Chapter 5, The Black Forest 2024.
Woo!
For some reason in the side notes, kind of on the side in the margins, I put notes of a madman's writings in the past. I thought to myself, why would I say that? And then I thought, you know, you don't know what God uses for what, so say it. Let's warm up to the Black Forest. Black Forest is some sneaky, bad stuff. Needs and wants. You hear me talk about it all the time. The voice of reason. You hear me talk about treason, reason all the time. The voice of reason offers you everything you need. The voice of reason offers you everything you need. And he, capital H, never lies. The voice of treason offers you everything you want, and he is a liar. Obviously, one is God and one is not. Yes, Pat, we know that. Chapter 5, what is the Black Forest? Well, it's a promise. It's a promise to give you the hope of the greatest things in life. The greatest things offered on earth. A promise not by God, but by the enemy. Fame, fortune, all the things people wish for are offered. And by the way, the devil can give you that. The devil's got the power to give you that. You see it all the time. You see it in Hollywood all the time. I don't know which one of them's made a deal, but you've seen it. The devil can do that for you. Is he going to do that for you? No. He's going to lie to you. He's going to make whatever it is a mess. And he does it for even the one he uses as examples, right? He's got to have a lure out there. He's got to have a little hook out there so that everybody's like, oh, I think I better take that direction because look what they got. He's got to have a couple of those, right? So that he can slay the rest of us, right? With a promise, not by God, but by the enemy. And what does he offer in that promise? Fame, fortune, Hollywood power, attraction, the fountain of youth, luck, extreme, unfair advantage, dangerous knowledge, revenge. I'll get those guys. Wealth beyond measure. Oh yeah, he promises all of it. The thing is, the Black Forest is not hell. It's the doorway to hell. It's the doorway here on earth while you're still living. It's the doorway. It's the quintessential sell your soul for rock and roll, right? Sell your soul for the dream's desires. Woo! It's the story of Faust. What the heck's that, Pat? A play made famous throughout centuries. And to be honest, I don't know who wrote it. A lot of people take credit for it, but I don't know who wrote it. But there's a character in it named Mephistopheles, and he's a representative of the devil. Mephistopheles. Oh, sounds like a pretty cool name. None of it's cool, right? It's all bad. Faust is a disgruntled man, and he makes a deal with the devil through the character of Mephistopheles, his representative, his agent, so to speak, right? Makes a deal with the devil to sell his soul. Notice, sell his soul, that was his free will, sell his soul in exchange for 24 years of magical knowledge. Ooh, and he got it. But at the end of 24 years, Faustus realizes that he has wasted his time and tries to reverse his deal with the devil. He fails and is dragged off to hell. After 24 years of getting everything he wants, he realized it was a waste of time. And he tries to get out of it, but he can't. There's a lot of movies out where they outwit the devil. Nobody's going to outwit the devil. When you sell your soul, it's gone. Oh, well, how do you sell your soul? Well, I'm going to talk about that. I don't know. I'm not an expert in that area. I just know to dabble in those things is not good. We all want a quick fix. How do I know about the Black Forest? Because I was there. I wrote about this because I was there. How do I know? Because I wake up scared about it today. And that was many years ago. Many years ago. But I'll outline what that means. Every one of us may have a story about that. I don't know. I just know mine. The devil offers hope of our wants, whatever it is. And I wanted everything out of life. Fame, glory, like Indiana Jones wants. Fame and glory, baby, fame and glory. We are given examples of all those people who believed in darkness and succeeded. We're given examples, so it looks like a good idea. I want you to take a look at Hollywood 20, 30 years ago. Take a look. Take a look 20, 30 years ago and see what people look like then and what they look like now, if they're even alive. Rock stars, movie stars, politicians. It's a sobering reminder. What do you see what they look like? Billy Graham looked like he was about 42 years old when he died, and he was 100 and something, 99 or something. I don't know. There's two things I can't remember. I'm not sure of. One of them is how much John Durst really owed in his bankruptcy. It was so much we could never figure it out. The other one is exactly how old Billy Graham was when he died. Now look, I can't say who made a deal for the dark side and who didn't. I can see what it looks like, and I saw that myself. I could see it, but I can't tell you. I don't know. But I found myself there, and God came and got me. God came and got me out. Yeah, I can't get out by myself. It's like the Hotel California. You can check out, but you never leave. Okay, the only way I can get out is God came and got me. I was lost, hoping for power and glory, baby. My life, tick-tock, 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 wasting time, withering away, withering, yeah, withering, my spiritual soul, my original blueprint, my destiny, my relationship with God, just tick-tock, tick-tock, time slipping away, wasting moments, utilizing the gifts that God had given me for nothing. Anything and everything except the praise and honor of God and the kingdom work. Proverbs 28:5, evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek the Lord understand it fully. Say it again, Jackson, say it again. Proverbs 28:5, evil men do not understand justice. That means you don't get it. You don't know what's happening here. You don't know what's going to happen here. But those who seek the Lord understand it fully. I get it now. I'm so glad he came to God. I get it now. Proverbs 30, verse 5, every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Oh, I get that now. I certainly didn't get it then, and I would have poo-pooed it then, right? We'll talk about that. The forest is something any of us can choose, and many do exactly that, even believers, and they like it. It's the best thing ever. At first, it's the best thing ever. Considered by many a wonderful place, this Black Forest. Why is it so good at the beginning? Why not right as soon as you pick it? You're like, oh no, ah! Because others wouldn't look at you and say, yeah, that's a good idea. Others wouldn't follow me into the Black Forest. You get it? It's a program. Considered by many a wonderful place, this Black Forest. You can generally live a successful, somewhat successful, self-indulgent life without God. However, I'll talk about self-indulgent in a minute and what successful is. That's kind of a relative, isn't it? There's a few used by the dark side, as I said, examples of success. The rock star attraction, right? The rich guy, the evil rich man. Why? To keep the attraction alive, man. To keep the circus going. To lure in the weak. But in the end, wither and die, all are cast aside. Even, I might add, the superstars. Even the superstars. Replaced by new Faustian deals. Right? Makers who enjoy, Faustian deal makers who enjoy fame and fortune, right? A new deal maker, all the while luring in the children, the new young deal maker who looks like a rock star, power, fame, attraction, luring in the children and the weak into the basket of the Pied Piper, so to speak. 2 Timothy 3:7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You ever hear of that people? Oh, I've been studying, lately I've been studying many of the philosophers of the old centuries, and I'm going through most of the religions of the Eastern world, the Western world, the Southern world, the Southeastern world, and the Western world, and I'm finding in there myself and all that, right? Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Here's the catch. Whatever you think you're doing and all the hope that goes with the Black Forest, at the end of the ride, you're dead. Get it? You're dead. I mean, really dead. Deceived entirely, lost forever and ever and ever and ever, no heaven, no chance for redemption, traded for the trinkets in the Black Forest, and by the way, the ride, so to speak, is not all roses. Oh no, as you approach the end in the Black Forest, alcohol, drugs, health, all of it begins to mark the territory that you've walked. Any success is fleeting, and suddenly, not so much. Matthew 7:13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Did you dig what I just said? Can't you learn this in every church? No. Why? Remnant. Remnant. The serious nature of what's going on. Why can't you learn it in every church? Why doesn't every pastor know it? The remnant, the deception has become so great that even the believers are finding it hard to seek the truth. We trade everything for the trinkets of the world, and we don't realize we're doing it. The Black Forest is sneaky stuff, man. That finger that comes out, hey, you don't have to do all that. Ooh. Matthew 7:13, the narrow gate. What I'm talking about here is a narrow gate. It's the real deal here. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. The narrow gate's difficult. It's difficult. What I'm talking about here is difficult. Well, why do you do it, Pat, if it's so difficult? Because I'm afraid. I saw the Black Forest. I saw me in it. I felt me dying in it. I'm afraid. Well, you should fear God. Now I know what it means. Fearing I won't be with God and the power of God. There is no kind of version of God. You know, I like this version better. There is only the God that's in the book. And if you don't like it, too bad. Too bad. Well, what about that day? I prayed that day. That day I prayed desperately. I'll never forget it. Show me. I said, Father, show me what to do with what you have given me. When's the last time I prayed? I couldn't tell you. When's the last time I prayed? I couldn't tell you. I would tell you something that's in my mind, what I prayed for, but it's so embarrassing I can't even tell you. We all have those, right? Elusive gain, I call it. You never forget it, so you never do it again. It actually pays you dividends. It was so bad, right? So let me just tell you what I did pray for that was seemed to work out okay. Show me, Father. Father, how did I even call him Father? What gives me the right? I hadn't talked to him. I've been in nothing but a donut brain. Well, I was afraid, that's what. I was afraid. Show me what to do with what you have given me, and I will do it. I have wasted what you have given me. Give it back to me and use it, the gifts. Use it. Use me for what you say. Give me my life back as you see it. That was my prayer. Long story short, he came, I got out. He came, I got out. After the forest, blessings came, but it wasn't all roses. But I got to tell you this, challenges are a much better investment here on this side with God. Challenges are way better investment. Oh, you can get, you thank God for the challenges on this side. But the challenges on the forest on the other side, you're dead, man. You're heading for dead. There are good guys and bad guys in this story, by the way, on this side, right? Good guys and bad guys on the side of God. The line between right and wrong is pretty brutal. Brutal, brutal, brutal. Line. It's not like gray. It's a gray area. We're kind of working on that. No, it's not. It's brutal. My grandpa Fred Wallach used to say, right is right and wrong is wrong. Wrong ain't never right, Patty. Okay. That's the way it went. Is he right? Yeah, he was right. Tell that to our politicians, right? Well, there's no practically right. That's my point. And there's no almost wrong. It's either God or not, no matter what people say. Scripture is clear. Deuteronomy 4:2. Do not add to what I command you, or do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you. Well, how do I find out what they are? Look in Romans, for crying out loud. You want to know what the rules are? Look in Romans. Somebody gave me a Bible on March 23rd, 1985. A little Bible. And that somebody wrote in that book, presented to Pat the Warrior from Sands Lester. Occasion, Revelation. That book's sitting on my desk right now. Now, I throw everything away. I'm not the guy that has, like, you know, a storage facility with everything back to 1875. I'm not that guy. I pitch everything. I don't care. I don't want anything. When you ride a motorcycle, you learn to go with nothing. I get sick of my backpack. I figured out how to put it in my pocket. I don't want any backpacks. I got to take a laptop to church on Thursday. I have to take a backpack. I'm dreading it already, and it's only and it's tomorrow, okay? Now, that book's sitting on my desk right here. It made it through all those years. I tried to find that guy, Sands. Who has a name like Sands, anyway? Sands. I tried to find him. With Google and Google everything, never did. Never did find him. If he be an angel, thank God. So let's talk about the Black Forest for a second. By the way, you think about that. God sends people in your life to make a change. Do you make the change and do you stick to it? Or do you make the change and eventually just go back? Well, those are things to think about. The Black Forest is real. Let's talk about it some more. Black Forest, does it work? Yeah, it works perfectly. It works every time, temporarily. It works perfectly, right away, temporarily. Take the Black Forest, things are getting better. I talked to a worship leader over at Holly, a good friend of mine. He said, I haven't been to church since the last time we put that church together up in the desert. I haven't stepped foot in a church. And I feel better. Oh, there it is right there. Oh, that's, oh, be careful of that stuff. So how do you get in the Black Forest? Anybody want to know? I mean, like, if you're looking for a way to get in, here's a real chance at superstardom, right? Here's how you do it. It's easy. You become a poser. The forest will teach you how to do that. Diminish God in all areas of your life and the blessings that he promises. Yeah, diminish the blessings that he has set aside for you. Diminish the plan he's got for you. Make up new gods and powers as if you're some kind of wizard in your own mind, right? I got the magic rocks, and I got the scent and the incantations, and if you wear your hat to the right in a certain coat, yeah, the wizard in your own mind. Take credit for everything amazing. Everything. Anything that happens in the world, you take credit for it as if you had something to do with it, right? Kick back like you know something that nobody else knows, right? When you don't know nothing. Chastise and make fun of others for misgivings and failures and hard times. Laugh at them. Because you know everything, right? You're a poser. You can know anything you want because you're a poser. Despise those who teach Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's a big one. Despise those who teach Jesus Christ. Laugh at them. And last but not least, criticize and judge the one true God and his people. Now, if you can do that, you're in, man. You're in. Card-carrying, badge-wearing, Black Forest citizen. And maybe, if you're really good at being bad, you'll be chosen for power and earthly glory. By who? Well, Satan accepts you for who you are. You don't have to be all that other stuff. Satan chooses you for who you are. And he applauds. Hear me clapping? Such gutsy, cutting-edge thinking. Again, in the Black Forest, that makes a lot of sense. But not in Scripture. Check this out. It's scary for me just to say that stuff. 2 Corinthians 11. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. Oh, the whole thing scares me. I can think about this for a second. I'm there. The Black Forest scares me right now. Makes me nervous right now. Jeremiah 23:16. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesizing to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. Oh, wow, that says it all, doesn't it? It was easy to be fooled. It made so much sense. And I went by my own free will into the forest. If not for God, I would be lost forever. Yeah, forever. I understand that now. I wrote down what I'm telling you now such a long time ago. So I would never forget what traps lay in waiting for each of us. Now that explains why in the margins, I said, from the notes of a madman. When I came out of that place, a madman. Why? 1 Corinthians 3:18, no one should deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks he is wise in his age, he must become foolish so that he can become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Since it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. What he's saying is posers who think they're all that and they act like they are. They're nothing. You got to realize that you're an idiot without God. And God takes you, the idiot, and makes you the main man. Why? Because it's authentic. It's the truth. I am nothing without God. James 1, verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial. Because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Perseveres. Forget about bailing out and posing. Persevere the hardship. Forget about getting a hard money loan. Persevere. Believe in God. Go forth. Cut back. Do the things that you got to do. The following is an original note that I wrote right under the notes of a madman. I knew this then. I just didn't know I'd be telling it to you. This is page one. My first entry of my notes. I put pen to paper about 4:15 a.m. I was afraid to go to sleep. Why? Because I was afraid where I'd wake up. Perhaps these words that I wrote will help you. They help me. And I hope they stay with you forever. I wrote these, and the Holy Spirit had to be with me. In quotes, I say to you, from me and my notes, if I decide there is a God of my choosing, then there is a devil of my choosing. Both of these notions will destroy me. God doesn't become so good and the devil doesn't become so bad. That's a bad combination, isn't it? Matthew 12:30. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Dude, you're either in or you're out. Can't you get this at every church? No. Why? Well, that's what's scary part. It's a scary part. There's a remnant left. We have to know the truth. We have to teach our children the truth. We have to be in the church that teaches the word line by line. Why does anybody choose incorrect? Well, it looks good, and they don't know any better. They don't have enough of the word, enough of God. Our entire world doesn't talk about God anymore. Our children don't hear about it anymore. The customs of the time don't include God in the Bible, Yahweh. Yeshua, it feels right. The people all over you, the hope of all the power you want is quite a tempting concept, isn't it? That's what we're really going for, the false god of power, except it's a lie. And people make excuses for it all the time. I don't have to do all that stuff. I'm fine. Hell is for bad people. I'm a good person, just being myself. That's a very, very dangerous sentence. Why? Because of this scripture that scares me right now, Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Okay. How many churches does this apply to? How many Christians does it apply to? How many believers does it apply to? This is scary stuff. In my prayers, I say I need a better relationship with Jesus Christ. Father, I pray to you, but I pray that my relationship with Jesus is stronger and clearer and better, because I don't understand that I need to understand, that I yearn to understand, and thank you for the word. Do I pray that? Yeah, yeah. Do I mean it? Yeah, I mean it right now. Why do I pray it with you? Shouldn't that be humble and just between me and God? No! If I don't tell you my testimony, you won't know it. And if you don't know it, the things that brought me hope, they didn't just bring me hope. They paid off. God pays off. And if you don't hear that stuff, hope to the hopeless. Well, I'm not hopeless, not all the time, but at 3 a.m. in the morning when you wake up and those demons are swimming around in your head, you might remember something that somebody told you, which is the testimony of what God actually did. The hope of being with God, you are with God. There is no such thing as a New Age Christian or anything like it. It's nutsiness. It's the ancient word that keeps me safe, and it'll keep you safe. Jeremiah 6:16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Boom, there it is. The forest takes another. A rebellious spirit does not pay well, and in the end it pays nothing, death. I didn't even put it in here. I should have put it in here. The wages of sin is death. But the black forest is everything. Everything's good. Everything's okay. Like I said, Satan accepts you for who you are. It's all bad. Look, I know this road with God is tough. It's a tough road. And everybody, the whole world listening to me right now would just say, roll their eyes and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to give you a scripture about that in a minute. It has to be. We all must know what we're up against. It has to be. I have to tell you my testimony. You have to tell people your testimony. Because what we're up against here on earth can be packaged in a really beautiful thing that aren't beautiful at all. What we want here on earth can be packaged in a really beautiful thing. Like, it's really the greatest thing ever, and you should want it, everything. You should want that more than reading your Bible this morning. Yes, it's all great. 1 Corinthians 2, it is not great. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive the truths from God's Spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the Spirit means. That means you can talk all day long to the world, and they're not going to hear you. What happens? What happens at the end? You are a creation of God, and if we choose not to be His, what does He say? Jeremiah 2:21, frightening, frightening, frightening. I planted you. A choice vine from the very best seed. How then could you turn into a degenerate foreign vine? Fear God? Yeah, fear what? He knows. He knows everything. And He knows that I'm full of baloney. Unless I'm not. He knows when I'm really scared. I really do want to know. And can I? Only if He lets me see it. The promise that's made by the forest is as old as time itself. The promise made by the serpent, a lie that has blown up mankind since the beginning of time. Genesis 3, remember the old days. The serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Oh yeah, we see how that worked out, right? Horrible promises, empty, horrible promises. God's promises, they're yours for the asking in the blood of Christ. You get them free in the blood of Christ. Psalm 119, you're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow His directions, doing your best to find Him. Oh yeah, dig it, man. Matthew 26:41, watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Look, I want it, but temptation is real. I want it, but the flesh is weak. The black forest will rob the time you have on earth. And without our divine rescue, rob you of God forever. Don't gamble with your life. Pray hard that your eyes see and that the Spirit direct you away from the black forest and that doorway that seems so beautiful and easy to go through. Don't gamble with your life or the lives of your children. I got lucky one time. Well, I don't know how many times I got lucky, but I know I got lucky that time. I don't know all what God has done. I don't know. Psalm 30, verse 2. Lord my God, I called you for help. and you healed me. That's an everyday thing, isn't it? A healing is an everyday thing. Sometimes somebody had to pray for me. They must have. So as Jesus prayed for the world, I pray for my daughters and my grandson. I pray every day. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Hang your hat on that one, man. Stay the course. Don't be fooled. Quit being brilliant and simply serve. Chapter 5, The Black Forest 2024. Don't take the bait. Amen, amen. John, let's go.